Coming up on Money Bites by Smart Money People.
Jenna is a senior product manager at the Nottingham Building Society.
I'm going to have to go, Fred. We're under fire. I'm going to have to go.
And how does the Nottingham's Lifetime ISA stand out in the marketplace?
Oh, tango, tango.
But if you, as a Lifetime ISA customer, open that, that would give you a bonus of £32,000.
What killed the dinosaurs?
Welcome to Money Bites by Smart Money People.
Hello and welcome to Money Bites by Smart Money People. Coming up on today's show, should you open a Lifetime ISA? So what do we have to look forward to today? Well, we'll be chomping into the Lifetime ISA. We'll be joined by Jenna McKenzie Day, Senior Product Manager at the Nottingham Building Society, to take us through their very own Lifetime ISA product. In fact, in a display of undeniable bravery, Jenna will be stepping into the ring herself for a round of fighting talk. But first, what is a Lifetime ISA? A Lifetime ISA, or LISA, is a new type of ISA designed for people aged 18 to 39 to save for their first home and or their retirement. For every £4 you put in, the government adds a £1 bonus, up to a maximum of £1,000 a year. So a saver who puts in £4,000 yearly could get a £1,000 bonus every year. This week, we sent producer Eddie out to the streets to ask members of the public if they knew what a Lifetime ISA was. Here's what happened.
No idea.
A Lifetime ISA, I think that's something for young people under 30. Is that right?
I'm familiar with what an ISA is. I believe it stands for Interest Savings Account.
I think coming from America, we have a different sort of system. I've never heard of one of those, and I feel like I'm pretty clued into the financial system, at least in America. I've only been in the UK for a year, so...
I am also familiar with what the word lifetime means, so putting those two things together, I would assume that a Lifetime ISA is an interest savings account that lasts you a whole lifetime. What that actually means in practicality, I'm not so sure.
Time to lace up those gloves in this week's Fighting Talk.
We're delighted to have Jenna McKenzie Day with us today. So Jenna, what is your role at the Nottingham?
So at the Nottingham Building Society, I look after all the savings for the society. So that's our online products as well as the ones that we have in our branches. So I look after anything under the Nottingham brand, but also our digital brand that we have called Beehive Money. I've got a team of people that work for me that we look after that range across the board. So basically anything savings will come through me at the Nottingham.
Awesome. It sounds like a busy role. Well, look, as you know, in today's episode of Money Bites, we'll be asking, should you open a Lifetime ISA? But before we get into that, can you tell us, what is a Lifetime ISA and what kind of Lifetime ISA does the Nottingham offer?
So a Lifetime ISA product, this was an initiative set up by the government to help savers either towards saving for their first property or to save for their retirement. So from a Nottingham perspective, we offer a cash version of the Lifetime ISA. So there's either the cash version or an investment version. The product is available within our branch network, or you can have the apply and manage the product online as well. So the product gives a 25% government bonus for either saving for your first house or for your retirement. And on top of that, we pay interest on that balance and the bonus that you get as well from the government.
And how does the Nottingham's Lifetime ISA stand out in the marketplace?
So not only do we have the only cash ISA that has both branch opening and account management and online opening and account management, but also we have it linked to our member rewards scheme, whereby saving with the Lifetime ISA will enable you to have benefits, including fee-free whole of market mortgage advice, which is very beneficial when looking across the board to save for your deposit and purchase your first property.
As you know, the Nottingham is one of the very few financial firms offering a Lifetime ISA today. Why do you think uptake from providers has been relatively slow?
I think currently there is another scheme that the government have, which is the Help to Buy ISA, which we do also take part in. So we are at the benefit that we are offering both of those schemes for our savers. But I think with the Lifetime ISA, it was it was set up differently with providers, and there is more onus on the provider of what we need to do. But for us, the benefit was to give more help to our members and to our savers to save for that first property or for their retirement. And it completely fits with the ethos of us to save and protect for your future. With the Help to Buy ISA scheme ending towards at the end of November anyway, the Lifetime ISA scheme gives the opportunity for it to be the only government-led savings scheme left for people to get onto the property ladder or put savings aside for their future.
Well, look, thanks for that, Jenna. I think we're ready to jump into the ring. Should I buy a Lifetime ISA? Can you start us off with a reason why customers should think about opening a Lifetime ISA?
So it's not very often that you will get a government bonus of 25%. So, you know, we are in an interest rate environment currently that is notoriously low and has been low for quite a period of time. So to get that uplift to either get onto the property ladder or to put some funding away for your retirement is an absolute benefit with this product. And not only that as well, that we also give interest onto the balance on the account as well. So the account, you can save up to £4,000 within a year. So putting that amount away with your bonus means that you will actually have a balance of £5,000 at the end of that first year. So it's a considerable amount of savings to have towards either that first property purchase or to build up that pot of funding for your retirement.
There's so many different types of ISAs out there, and people tend to switch off when you start talking finance at them. We've got the Help to Buy, which, as you mentioned, is closing towards the end of November. You've got the Lifetime ISA, you've got cash ISAs, you've got investment ISAs, fixed rate ISAs, instant ISAs, whether investments are passively or actively managed. And it takes a lot, I think, to take it in if you don't live in that finance bubble. How do you think financial providers can break down all the different options out there and get consumers to understand what is really on offer?
And I absolutely understand that it is a bit of a minefield in terms of all the savings accounts and options that you can have available. And I think for us at the Notting, that's why it was important that we wanted to have the Lifetime ISA within our branches at first, because these are our experts and these are the people that can talk about all the different facts and elements of an account, whether that be a Lifetime ISA or another kind of ISA or savings account. And as well, on our website, we do a lot talking about different types of accounts and how they can work for different people, and being very factual about the benefits and the interest rates, and even though those constraints and exclusions that you have to be aware of as well for different types of accounts.
You made a good point around the kind of cap at the moment is £4,000 per year if someone opens a Lifetime ISA. But obviously, consumers can still open other kind of ISAs alongside it, right? So if you've got a Lifetime ISA, you can also have an easy cash ISA alongside it and pay into both within the year. Do you think the £4,000 limit, do you think that's a limiting factor for customers? Or do you think people are prepared to open one up and potentially save into other accounts alongside it if they've got the funds to do that?
Absolutely. And I think this is the point whereby when you're setting up these kind of accounts, particularly towards, you know, saving towards quite a goal of your retirement or your house, then you need to look at what are the best accounts that can work for that perspective. And absolutely, for those reasons, you know, a Lifetime ISA can fit through those needs because that's what the scheme was originally set up for. But you have currently within this financial year, you have a £20,000 ISA allowance. So absolutely, you can use the £4,000 from the Lifetime ISA, and then you can look at other options to maximise your other £16,000, whether that be you need an access to those funds, or the likelihood is that you would get a higher interest rate if you could fix those for a longer period of time. Ultimately, you've just got to be upfront of what your needs are in terms of what you can save, whether that's weekly, monthly, annually, and always having a pot that you can get to if you need access to it as well.
That makes a lot of sense, Jenna. One of the, I guess, limitations, should we say, of the Lifetime ISA is that it can only be opened if you're between 18 or 39 years of age. So it really isn't for everybody. It's a bit like, if you probably remember at the start of the year when they brought out the Millennial Rail Card, the 25 to 30-year-old rail card. You know, if it launched after you turned 31, it's pretty much tough luck, right? It assumes, I guess rather unhelpfully, that people aged 39 plus are already on the property ladder. which isn't always the case. And I believe one of the pros, I guess, is that you can continue to save and get bonuses all the way up to your 50th birthday. And that actually mounts up. The bonus really mounts up if you open one up when you're 18 and you continue to save and get the bonus until you're 50. What other pros do you think there are?
Yeah, absolutely. As you said, you know, the scheme is set for consumers within that age range, and you know, ultimately there is a government bonus associated with it, so that has to be managed, and clearly that way through was an age restriction with on there. But between 18 to 39, that is still a very broad age range, and predominantly in the age range that people are either setting themselves up for the house or considering setting up and putting plans into place for the retirement, along with the elements they may have within their employment. But if you, as a lifetime ISA customer, open that when you are 18 and save that maximum amount in every year of your £4,000, that would give you a bonus of £32,000 by the time that you would get to the 50th birthday. So that's a considerable amount of funding that you would not get through sort of standard cash accounts that you have currently within the market. So there is absolutely, you know, a benefit there for those consumers that this account is right for. There are other elements that we just need to be aware of in terms of what that account's for. But as you said, managing that with your other savings products and other options that you've got can set you on the right path to save. And I think that's the key piece of why we have this here at the Nottingham, is to get people into that savings habit early.
£32,000, Jenna. That sounds like an enormous amount of bonus to be accruing if you open up an account from 18 and continue to save until 50. And no doubt that's probably the biggest appeal for people thinking about opening a lifetime ISA. But I wonder what you think about the Treasury. So the bit of the government that obviously looks after the money is clearly super keen that we all build up some personal wealth, particularly as we're all living a bit longer. And so obviously the incentives around the lifetime ISA are there to help motivate you and me to open an account and kind of make us take responsibility for our savings. But I guess one of the cons is, at the moment, the lifetime ISA is still a bit unproven, and some MPs are actually saying that it should be banned. Are you a bit concerned that that might actually discourage people from kind of opening an account?
I think from our perspective, you know, like we said, £32,000 from opening at 18 is a considerable amount of funding when you get to the age of 50. And, you know, not forgetting as well that you do get interest on top of that. So that's also added on to the balance as well. I think I acknowledge that there is an element of probably not full awareness into the lifetime ISA. So, you know, we've done some work that's looking at that just over half of savers weren't aware of what a lifetime ISA is. And I think for us, this gives the key to actually give that promotion about what this account can do for people. But from our perspective, as I've said before, we've got both the lifetime ISA and the Help to Buy ISA. And with our consumers, we've got 8 times more LISA customers within our consumer base and member base as opposed to the Help to Buy ISA. So that's really showing how well, from our perspective, that this product has landed for our members and the benefit that they see for their futures with this.
And I think actually you've hit on a really important point, Jenna. I think advice and thinking through your options is really key, particularly when you're thinking about opening multiple different accounts, be they savings accounts or investment accounts. Because one of the other criticisms is that the lifetime ISA could be stopping people or putting a bit of a doubt in people's minds as to whether they should be saving into a workplace pension, where of course they get the benefit of employee contributions. So thinking in the round about all the options that are out there and what will work best for you based on your goals, I think is absolutely critical, which is why I really like the approach of the Nottingham by having the online component, which is clearly important in this day and age, but also having the branch side of things and being the only provider out there that allows customers to open up a cash lifetime ISA in branch and to manage it in branch as well. Do you think that's been really kind of quite important for the Nottingham and how it kind of sets apart in what is a really kind of competitive and rate-driven market?
In terms of our lifetime ISA, you know, as this is a cash version, we don't advise. It is a non-advised product for both our branch and our online product and proposition. But we wanted to make sure that our members were really clear on what this product entails and what are the what balances you can save into that, what are the time frames associated with it, but then what are the benefits. So really clear on what the bonus is and what, you know, saving into that, what are those gains that you could get with maximizing that. But then absolutely within our branches, with our kind of member experts that we have in there, it's working through what does that range of savings look like for our members, and how can we help and support them, not just with the Lifetime ISA, but with the other ranges of products that we have as well.
What kind of balance do you need to open up a Lifetime ISA?
For our Lifetime ISA, you can open that with a minimum of £10. So you can put that into the account. That's the same for either doing that through our online version or through our branch version. So we, you know, absolutely acknowledge that for some people, this might be the first step to saving for them. So, you know, we didn't want to put in there a high balance to get that thing, to get that element of saving started, because that's that could absolutely discourage that member to do that. So we wanted to make it easy to put something in that you can really kickstart that habit. And then, you know, particularly in our branches, we can then have conversations about how then do you save into that regularly? Is that, you know, treating it like a monthly payment that's coming out, like a bill or a standing order, to ensure that that habit remains focused and continues to get in towards that goal?
I guess one of the kind of cons, or one of the things to be aware of when it comes to the Lifetime ISA, is the terms and conditions around it. It's not as straightforward potentially as some of the other products out there. For example, a completely vanilla cash ISA, an instant cash ISA. So the devil really is in the detail. So there's a 25% penalty if you take out money for anything else. So that's if you take out money for anything other than buying your first property up to the value of £450,000, or for saving until retirement. So anything else that you need your Lifetime ISA funds for has a 25% penalty, which kind of means that the balance that you get out could be less than you pay for. Are there any other kind of pros that you think people should be aware of, Jenna?
So I think in terms of, you know, as we talked about, absolutely the product does have some elements of restrictions on there. But I think as we discussed before, this is whereby it's setting up that savings habit at the outset, and it's just knowing and being really clear and upfront of what are the benefits and what are some of the exclusions within that product as well. But as I said before, I think, you know, you cannot argue with that level of bonus from the government in terms of the interest rates that you can get on standard savings accounts, particularly sort of easy access savings accounts currently. And, you know, we give that on top of that bonus as well. So that absolutely gives you that benefit to get yourselves kind of up and running for those that are eligible for this product. We're really clear when we talk about the 25% penalty that you mentioned. So with the 4,000 in the Lifetime ISA, you still got that other 16 available that you can absolutely use into things where you can get to that money, you know, easily or without penalties. So it just gives you that ability to manage your savings portfolio, but to get the benefits associated with products such as the Lifetime ISA.
Look, the way I think about it is that it's clearly an option that's increasingly appealing for people, particularly if they're first-time buyers and want that 25% bonus. But I think it's really important to think about actually what you're saving for, as you mentioned, right? If you're not saving for a property, say, you know, your dream is to open a coffee shop in the next couple of years or to buy a house abroad, then it may not be for you. And I think that's where hopefully increasing the awareness and talking a bit more about the pros and the cons, all the things to think about around the Lifetime ISA should be helpful for our listeners. Look, thank you very much, Jenna, for joining us on Money Bites today. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on.
No problem, and thank you very much.
Thanks for that, Jenna and Mike. Producer Eddie here, and we're going to call it there. 25% free bonus. That sounds like a pretty compelling argument. The most important thing here is to think about whether it works for you and your needs. For example, if you want to buy a first home within 12 months, the Lifetime ISA is not really for you, as you have to have it opened for 12 months. Knowing and understanding the terms and conditions of this product is also really important, and something the Nottingham is keen on its consumers understanding. So if you're 18 to 39, saving for your first home, or looking to save for your later life, then actually a lifetime ISA could be for you, but it does require you to think about your savings goals beforehand.
Good afternoon. Speaking. How can I help?
Hello. I have an inquiry in regards to your lifetime ISA service, the cash lifetime ISA.
Yep, certainly. How can I help?
I am an older man, you see, so the inquiry is on behalf of my grandson. I've acquired significant wealth over my lifetime, and had hoped to leave it to my grandchildren. Have a Foxtrot Echo. He's got it on the back end. Sorry about this. Multitasking here. I have recently picked up a hobby in paintballing, and it's a very expensive hobby. Did you ever have any idea how much paint pellets cost?
I have to admit, I haven't researched that myself. To be honest,
James, left end. James, left end. God, bloody James. That was a blooming expensive. So I'm wondering if instead I could recommend him one of your lifetime ISAs to save money. Could you tell me a little about the cash ISA, please?
Do you have any ideas about like what it's for already? Or have you done any research yourself?
No, I know very little on the matter.
Oh, okay. I mean, the lifetime ISA is generally used for saving for a first home. Because basically any contributions they make into the lifetime ISA will have a 25% bonus paid on top of it by the government.
Christ, he got me. Sorry, I am listening.
But the funds can only be used for the purchase of a first home.
That was right in my bloody car. Sorry, carry on.
I mean, yeah, that's the basic premise of it. It's it tends to be used for the purchase of a first home. You can put up to £4,000 in it per year, and the government puts a 25% bonus on it.
Perfect. I mean, that sounds like it would suit young Daniel to a T. And how would I go about starting the process? Oh, God, they've got us, left-hand go, Foxtrot, wave the white flag, call an armistice. No, I'm going to have to go, Fred, we're under fire. I'm going to have to go. Oh, Tango.
Hello?
Jonathan, they got us. The game's over. I know.
And to close out today, it's time for the grand return of the world's greatest confectionery competition, Skittlemania.
And now, get your chopsticks ready. It's Skittlemania!
Each week, our guests will have 90 seconds to transfer as many Skittles as possible between two cups, using only chopsticks, all whilst answering some of the most peculiar questions the Smart Money People team can muster. This week, I'll be taking to the hot seat myself. So, producer Eddie, take us through the leaderboard.
Well, Mike, our very own co-host and co-founder, Nate, sits atop the leaderboard with an astounding 14 Skittles. Hot on his heels is Michelle Pierce-Burke of Wealthify with 10. Then we have Norris Koppel of Manise with 8 and Andrew Montlake of Corico with 6. Those are the scores to beat. Do you think you have what it takes? Are you ready, Mike?
I'm ready to go.
Your time starts now. What tube line has the most stops?
District.
How many times in your life do you think you've heard the word otherworldly?
Ooh, 100.
What would you name your pet giraffe and it can't be called Jerry?
Robert.
True or false, Smart Money People are pivoting to Skittle Money People, a review platform for all ranges of different Skittles.
Don't tell everyone, Eddie, but yes, it's true.
How many pigeons live in London?
52,000.
What is the best superpower?
Flying.
In your opinion, which Spice Girl would make the worst landlord?
Posh.
Would you be more or less excited for a general election if it was decided by which candidate could eat the most Skittles?
I think that should be a requirement to be Prime Minister now.
What is your favourite coloured Skittle?
It has to be the orange ones.
What killed the dinosaurs?
Skittles.
How?
sugar overdose. I'm concentrating on the Skittles, Eddie. It's hard.
How do you respond to accusations that Nate Harwood cheated in last week's Skittles?
Nate Harwood did not cheat. He's just very, very good at chopsticks.
How many Skittles are in a standard pack?
23.
What is the worst coloured Skittle?
Oh, purple.
Stop. So how many is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That is 9 Skittles. For Mike, that puts you in third space. Respectable outing. So there we have it. That positions Mike as third in our leaderboard. He's taken home the bronze medal, and that is nothing to be ashamed of. Tune in next week to find out who will be the next Skittle sensation.
And that's all we have time for on this week's Money Bites. Thank you to Jenna McKenzie Day from the Nottingham Building Society for chatting with us. And to you for listening. Be sure to tune in next week. But before then, please review, subscribe, and why not visit us at Smart Money People. Goodbye.